In what would be an otherwise normally quiet Ventura County neighborhood, a huge excavator is gnawing away at a giant pile of debris. It's dropping scoop after scoop of rubble into a parade of waiting dump trucks. The rubble is the remains of one of more than 1,500 structures destroyed by the Hill and Woolsey fires in Ventura and Los Angeles counties.
A task force composed of state contractors working under Cal Recycle and Cal OES, removing structural debris as part of the state's consolidated debris removal program.
Greg Renick is with the State Office of Emergency Services. The idea is to help overwhelmed fire victims start on the path towards rebuilding.
We started the consolidated debris removal program after the Angora fire in Lake Tahoe in 2007. And our goal is to try and help private property owners get the eligible structural debris off their property as quickly as possible so that they can get on the road to rebuilding.
The program handles the hiring of contractors and oversees the cleanup with no upfront cost to property owners. If properties are eligible, program officials work directly with insurance companies to collect covered costs for debris removal. The work can be complicated. It's not as simple as bringing in a bulldozer and clearing a site.
We come in after most of the household hazardous materials have been removed by either Department of Toxic Substance Control or US EPA in phase one. But there's still the potential for asbestos. There's things within the fire zone that can affect the environment, air quality. And we want to make sure things are done the right way, in a environmentally responsible way.
Unfortunately, the program is all too familiar in the region. It helped clean up hundreds of properties destroyed by the Thomas Fire in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
I think we have it down pretty well. I mean, there were some different challenges in that they usually don't see as many mountainside homes as they have in the Hill and Woolsey Fire. So there's been a little bit of a learning curve on that compared with some of the other fires.
Renick says as we near the six-month anniversary of the Hill and Woolsey fires, there's been a remarkable amount of cleanup.
We removed debris from 603 properties. That's roughly 65.3% of the eligible properties. We've been able to complete erosion control on 197 properties and submit final inspection reports for 168 properties. So we're making steady progress. Our goal is to complete all the debris removal operation by the end of June, if not sooner.
As of April 21st, 270,000 tons of fire debris has been removed in Ventura and Los Angeles counties. Most of it is from LA County, but some 31,000 tons is from Ventura County. While an excavator is sitting on a big, ugly pile of debris on Myrtle Court in Oak Park now, it will be gone in a few days, and it will be a smooth, clean lot next to homes which survived the Woolsey Fire. The signs of the fire will be gone, and the site will be set for rebuilding. In Oak Park, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.